How do you decide in the first-line metastatic setting between an irinotecan approach as opposed to an oxali approach?
You know, at our center, often that's driven by our current studies. So certainly will allow that to help me decide. Increasingly, patients are choosing to do FOLFOX because I think they've heard that that's sort of the most commonly used regimen, and the marketing data demonstrate that FOLFOX is clearly capturing the majority of the market. Nonetheless, the Tornagon study, the Colucci study, demonstrate reasonably well that these two regimens are equivalent in efficacy, and for the most part, the Tornagon data would suggest that toxicity, as we typically measure it, is not so dramatically different overall between the two regimens. There's a bit of a trade-off, but for the most part, both regimens are reasonably well tolerated. Nonetheless, I'd say at our center, more patients are getting FOLFOX than FOLFIRI. That's certainly the trend nationally, but I would emphasize that the regimens are equally efficacious.